on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. For those of you who want an update on President Obama's little press conference and statement about Egypt, he literally phoned it in, not even going live. He just, I guess, recorded a statement and sent it out. Well, I mean, look, if you're on a tea time, okay, you don't want the people behind you to catch up. All right, because then you got to let them play through, and then schedules get thrown off. So he was rounding the ninth hole. He had to keep moving. So he just had to do an audio-only statement. We'll get to some of the meat of what he had to say later on. But right now we talk a little Texas politics. We bring in our good friend of the show, Michael Quinn Sullivan of Empower Texans. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Chad. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing great, thanks.
Well, thanks for coming on today. By the way, since Wendy Davis is going to be in Vogue, is there a magazine that you're going to be in soon?
Yeah, no, I would actually love to be like in the NRA magazine or something. Then I know I would have arrived.
Yeah, then that's a good one. See, that's something that would be a good one for you to be in. Yesterday, Empower Texans for Fiscal Responsibility, y'all released the 2013 Fiscal Responsibility Index. For those who are probably sitting right there, sitting down going, what does that mean? Tell us a little bit about what that means and how you judged the lawmakers from this past session.
Sure. Our Fiscal Responsibility Index, we take a look at fiscal issues, whether it's budget votes or the governance of the state finances, kind of stewardship questions. We take a look at those votes and put them together. We had used about 70 votes in the House and two dozen or so votes in the state Senate. Now, unlike some who will go through after the session and pick out which votes they're going to use, we actually communicate in advance. Before the session begins, we communicate what our desired legislative outcomes are, policy outcomes for the session. Then when legislation is filed, we start issuing our positions on that legislation. And then before the vote, we only use votes on our scorecard that we, before the vote took place, we said we're going to be scoring this vote. This way we can't be accused of cherry-picking the results to help our friends or hurt people or that sort of thing. All we're doing is reporting on the votes that we said in advance we were going to be using. We try to give as much leeway as possible to the legislators. We take into account if they were shown voting one way but intended to vote a different way and they put that statement in the journal, we count that. We count them changing their votes, in other words. So we're a little more lenient even than certainly my sixth grade math teacher was. She never let me do anything like that.
No, well, now they might. Now some of the schools would let you do that, yeah.
And now with C-Scope, I don't think you even have to get anything right. You just have to nod and say Heil Hitler or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. Now, with some of the votes that y'all scored that you were taking a look at, were these only fiscal issues or were some of these about different issues out there? I noticed like C-Scope was part of it, correct?
We do have a couple votes in there, yeah, and those go to governance questions, where we're looking at the governance of the state dollars. You know, who decides? Thomas Sowell, one of the great economists of the last 40 years or so, has said that the real question is not what is best, but who decides what is best. And we kind of take a look at that when it comes to governance. You know, are we are lawmakers making decisions, or are they pushing it to unelected bureaucracies? We saw that happen with one vote both in the House and in the Senate, where the legislators were trying to strip governance authority from the boards of regents at our various universities and give them instead to the bureaucracies, let the bureaucracies have more autonomy. And we tend to think that's a bad idea. We like people whose names that we all know and who we directly or indirectly get to hire and fire to be responsible for stuff.
Visiting with Michael Quinn Sullivan, Empower Texans, about the 2013 Fiscal Responsibility Index. And this is something that a lot of people look at. A lot of Well, a lot of folks who really want to be involved in Texas politics and know what's going on, they take a look at y'all's index. Kind of break it down for us. What did this past session look like as far as fiscal responsibility goes? Was it good, bad, poor? How did it break down?
Well, ultimately, you have to look at the final outcomes of the legislative session, and I would say that this session, like the session before it, were prime examples of wasted opportunities. Here we had a supermajority in the Texas House last session. We had near supermajorities in both the Texas House and the Texas Senate this session, and yet they have still refused to even address the kind of substantive long-term reforms the conservatives have been demanding for a decade and a half. Things like strengthening the state's constitutional spending limit. You know, 94% of Republican primary voters in the on the May 2012 ballot, on ballot questions, on real live at the poll ballot questions, they were asked about strengthening the state's spending limit, and 94% said they wanted the spending limit strengthened, and yet neither the House nor the Senate had any votes to do that, to strengthen the spending limit. In the same way, Republicans and conservatives have been asking for zero-based budgeting to be used at least on a regular basis, if not every session, and yet again, legislation filed, including by Charles Perry, from there in Lubbock, Charles Perry filed some great legislation requiring zero-based budgeting, didn't even get hearings, not even granted hearings. So that's when Republicans are in charge who claim to be conservatives, you have to ask yourself, why aren't we getting more things done? On the other hand, you had the Wall Street Journal looking at the state budget and noting that state spending 2011 versus state spending in 2013, the Wall Street Journal said it increased, the legislature increased spending some 25%. Mm-hmm. That's outrageous. That's crazy. So I would suggest that there was a lack of responsibility in the legislative session. And then you see that then in the scores of these lawmakers. A lot of lawmakers didn't score so well.
And including locally, I think that both, you know, we had a couple of one representative, one senator. Senator Duncan didn't do too well in y'all scoring, and Representative Frullo was much lower than last year. Why was that?
I guess it's because he just decided to start taking more bad votes. I'm not sure why Mr. Frullo decided to take the vote. For example, he voted for expanding Medicaid, which was in everyone's mind that was the implementation vote for Obamacare. And, you know, why in the world John Frullo would go along with it? Well, the reason why he went along with it is because the House leadership was telling everyone, vote for this, and so he voted for it, I think, without knowing what he was doing. And that's pretty troubling to see. See folks as kind of following the herd of the moderate leadership and the Democrats rather than paying maybe closer attention to the conservatives. You know, if John Frullo had been following the lead of Charles Perry, John Frullo would have had a much better score on the scorecard, but more importantly, he would have had we would have had better public policy outcomes. Like scorecards that matter. Our scorecard is a snapshot. You know, I always encourage people, you know, yeah, look at our scorecard, look at Eagle Forum scorecard, the Right to Life scorecard. You know, look at all sorts of different organizations' scorecards, and you start getting a picture. But it is disturbing when you think that, if Mr. Frullo had been looking at Drew Springer and Charles Perry, rather than looking at Joe Strauss and For Price, it would have been a better session.
Do you think that the longer people stay in, because it just looking at the scorecard that y'all had out, it seemed as though a lot of the folks who scored lower on when it came to the 2013 Fiscal Responsibility Index, a lot of the people who have been in state government for a while, even more than one term, they scored lower than the newbies, the freshmen that were on there. Did you see that?
Yeah, I mean, that is, it does seem to be the case, although not always. You have, again, guys like Charles Perry, who's now been in for a couple terms, who he's, you know, stays in the in the safe range, if you will. Same over in the state senate, where you have folks like Ken Paxton and some others, Kelly Hancock, others who are Dan Patrick and Brian Birdwell, who've all been in for a while, who's actually scored up at the top of the scorecard. But it does seem to be the case that the longer people serve, the more likely they are to start making compromises with their principles. They start making deals that run counter to the promises that they made when they still had the first love of their ideology and their philosophy and their constituents at heart. It gets very easy for folks as the longer they serve, to think of the lobbyists and the Austin crowd as the people they work for. You know, that tends to be who they start, wanting to flirt with rather than with their constituents who vote for them.
Visiting with Michael Quinn Sullivan of Empower Texans. And before we let you go, for folks who go to empowertexans.com, they look at this fiscal responsibility index. What is something you think the average person needs to take away from y'all's findings?
Well, I think the thing that we tried to push the hardest, whether it's with our scorecard or almost anything else we do, is we need more folks actively engaged in the governing of our government. We need more Texans taking an active daily interest in their legislature. It's a very sad reality that any day of the week when the legislature is in session, you can throw a rock in any direction at the state capitol and you're going to hit someone who is there lobbying for bigger government, more spending, higher taxes, higher fees. Conservatives, it's a two-thirds conservative state when you poll people philosophically where they are. I mean, look at the polling results for Ted Cruz for Senate, for goodness sakes. Yeah. We're a conservative state, and yet too many of us just don't show up. Too many of us aren't there when they're governing. It's not sufficient to pat people on the heads when they come during an election time and tell us they're conservative. We as the employers, we as the masters in our form of government, we as the leaders in our form of government, we need to be constantly reminding our public servants, the Robert Duncans, the Charles Perrys, the John Frullos, the Drew Springers, it's our job to remind our elected servants what we expect of them. And to the extent that we're not engaged in the governing of our government, that's the extent to which the servants start running crazy. We need to do a better job as the people of being in charge.
Michael Quinn Sullivan, Empower Texans. You can view the 2013 Fiscal Responsibility Index on their website, empowertexans.com. Also in today's morning brief as well at KFYO.com. Hey, thanks for giving us a call this morning. We appreciate it, Michael.
It's always good to hear your voice, my friend. Keep up the great work.
All right. Have a good one.